Chapter 4. The Earth and Why There Is Life on It. The Earth is formed of several layers. At the very centre is the part we call the inner core, which might be solid. Around it is the outer core, which is liquid. Further out is the mantle, made of very hot rock, which becomes liquid when the pressure is released. Above the mantle is the crust, which is covered by land and oceans. The crust is in several pieces, and these pieces are called tectonic plates. And all around the crust is the atmosphere. The mantle is very hot, and although it is solid, it can move slowly. But nature melts the hot rock in the Earth's mantle in two ways. In some places, like Iceland, tectonic plates move away from each other. Or deep underground in Hawaii, bits of hot mantle flow slowly up to the surface. In both Iceland and Hawaii, when there is less pressure on the rock begins to melt. In other places, like underground in Japan and Indonesia, matter gets added to the mantle and makes it melt, just like when we add salt to roads in winter to melt the ice. This happens where two tectonic plates push together. One falls below the other and into the mantle, releasing water and other matter into the mantle rocks above it. When the mantle melts, it forms a liquid rock called magma. This magma is not as dense as the rock around it, and so it starts to move up towards the surface. This journey can be quite quick under the oceans, where the Earth's crust is thin, or it can take longer where the crust is thicker, like on land. When the journey is longer, the magma has more time to become cool and less liquid. But why does magma explode out of the ground instead of just coming out slowly like jam from the side of a cake? Magma has gases from water and carbon dioxide, CO2, in it. As magma rises and the pressure falls, the gas begins to form bubbles. As they rise further, these bubbles grow bigger and bigger until they reach the surface and sometimes explode. The same thing happens when you shake a bottle of fizzy drink before you open it. Some magmas are better at catching gas bubbles. This is why some volcanoes erupt much more quickly and are more dangerous than others. When an active volcano erupts, first the ground shakes, and hot liquid, called lava, is pushed out of it. Then you hear the sound of the gas trying to escape from the volcano. This is followed by the volcano exploding with a sound so loud that you can feel it through your body as well as your ears. The gas then hits you, making your eyes and nose hurt. And your skin starts to smell of the sulfur, S, coming out of the volcano, which is like bad eggs. Next, hot red rocks fly high into the sky, and they turn black as they get cooler and fall to the ground. Lava and rocks then flow down the side of the volcano. But the Earth is not the only place in our solar system that has volcanoes. Look at a full moon in the night sky. The large dark areas that you can see are solid lava beds called maria, from an old word for sea, because that is what they look like. The Earth's layers. Inner core. Outer core. Lower mantle. Upper mantle. Mantle currents. Crust. Atmosphere. Hot spot. Heat from friction and chemical reactions. Ocean. Mantle currents. There are huge volcanoes on Mars too, like Olympus Mons, the largest known volcano. It is about 600 kilometers wide and 22 kilometers high. That is 2.5 times as high as Mount Everest, the highest mountain on the Earth, and about the size of the whole of Italy. But because the Moon and Mars are smaller than the Earth, they became cool more quickly, so their volcanoes have been dead for a long time. Venus is nearly the same size as the Earth, so astronomers think that there may still be active volcanoes there. Further out in the solar system, Jupiter has volcanoes on several of its more than 60 moons. One of the planet's larger moons, Io, has the most active volcano area in the whole of the solar system. Its volcanoes send long clouds of gas and dust hundreds of kilometers into space. And astronomers also think that Europa, another of Jupiter's moons, probably has active ice volcanoes on it. In 1989, the Voyager 2 space probe saw dark clouds rising high above one of Neptune's moons, Triton. And in 2005, the Cassini space probe saw gas and ice shooting into space from one of Saturn's moons, Enceladus. Astronomers have now discovered exoplanets made of rocks outside our solar system. This means that there might be other types of volcano out there in the universe which astronomers might learn about one day. So far, the Earth is the only planet in the universe where we know there is life. But what is needed for life? And why is there life on the Earth? A chemical element is something pure that is made from just one type of atom. There are only 118 chemical elements that we know about, and everything in the world is made of one or more of these elements. The two smallest elements, hydrogen, H, and helium, He, were formed at the start of the universe in the Big Bang. Sometime after that, a large amount of these elements came together to form stars. In stars like the Sun, hydrogen burns at very high temperatures to make helium. So, as stars get older, they have more helium and less hydrogen in them. Then larger elements begin to form, like carbon, C, nitrogen, N, and oxygen, O. Since human life is built on these elements, you could say that we are made of stars. Very large old stars finally collapse in on themselves, becoming so hot at the centre that they explode. We have met these stars before, on page 10. They are called supernovas, and when they explode, they release lots of energy. This energy is needed to make the heavier elements. 94 of all the elements are formed in stars and are found naturally on the Earth. The other 24 elements are artificial. Life, plants, animals, and humans, is made from carbon, which is better than other elements at building complex molecules that can last in time. And there is a lot of carbon in the universe. But you need more than just carbon for life. You need water too. Around 60% of the human body is made of water, and it is important for making the body work correctly. Amino acids are an important group of complex molecules which we also need for life. Amino acids come together in different ways to form larger molecules called proteins. These are found in all parts of the human body and do a lot of different jobs. Our hair is formed with proteins. They make our body strong and help it to move. They are also in the blood, and they help us to get the energy that we need from the food that we eat. Temperature too is important for life, and it changes a lot in different places in space. The average temperature on the Earth's surface, where we live, is 15 degrees Celsius, while the average temperature on the surface of the Moon is 110 degrees Celsius in the day and minus 150 degrees Celsius at night. On the surface of the Sun, the average temperature is 5,500 degrees Celsius. And the average temperature in space is minus 270.4 degrees Celsius. Gravity is also important for life and how you move about in different places. Weight is the amount of gravity pulling you towards the Earth, while mass is the amount of matter that is inside you. On the Earth, we measure both weight and mass in kilograms. Really, we should measure our weight in newtons, N, because they describe the force of gravity. So a mass of 1 kilogram on Earth is about 10 newtons. When you travel across the solar system, your mass does not change, but your weight does. So, when you land on a planet or moon with weaker gravity than the Earth, your weight changes, although your mass stays the same. For example, if your weight was 34 kilograms on the Earth, it would be 5.6 kilograms on the Moon, 12.8 kilograms on Mars or Mercury, 30.6 kilograms on Venus, and 80.3 kilograms on Jupiter. This means that you could jump very high on the Moon or on Mercury, but you would find it hard to take just one step on the ground on Jupiter. Or at least you would if Jupiter had solid ground, but it has not, because the planet is made of gas. The Earth is the third closest planet to the Sun. Liquid water covers 70.8% of the surface of the Earth, and the rest is land. The average distance from the Earth to the Sun is 149.6 million kilometres, and it takes the Earth 365.25 days to orbit the Sun, which is called an Earth year. All of these things and others mean that the Earth is in the Goldilocks zone. The name Goldilocks comes from the children's story about a hungry little girl who tried 3 bears' breakfasts and found one too cold and another too hot before finding one that was just right. Then she got tired, so she tried their beds. The first was too hard, the next one was too soft, and finally the third one was just right. In the same way, our planet Earth is just right for life. We get light from the sun, which gives us heat, but we do not get so much heat that the atmosphere burns away and the water turns into gas. And neither do we get so little heat that the water turns into ice and it is impossible for us to live. Water is liquid from 0 degrees Celsius when it turns to ice to 100 degrees Celsius when it becomes a gas. Things cannot live without water. It helps mix and release chemicals in many different forms, like proteins. Life is built on these. There are four rock planets orbiting our Sun: Mercury, Venus, the Earth, and Mars. But only the Earth has liquid water and life on it, because only the Earth is in the Goldilocks zone. Astronomers have found several thousand rock planets orbiting stars in our Milky Way galaxy, and they think that there are many more, at least 100 billion. They are interested in finding planets in the Goldilocks zone, the right distance from a planet's sun for the temperature not to be too hot and not too cold on the planet to allow liquid water and possibly life. Astronomers know that the exoplanet Cancri F is in the Goldilocks zone, and they have seen many other planets like the Earth that may be in the Goldilocks zone of their own stars. This would mean that they could have water on them and also life. But at the moment, they are too far away for us to travel to them to explore them.